MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today, Friday, April 7, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-50s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 1:02 p.m. Our sources are telling us that voters in Hamilton and Wenham have approved the ballot proposition 2.5 override to fund the middle high school field renovations. The project includes a turf athletic field to replace the current football field and additional facility updates. The football field will also have lights and will allow additional sports to play on that field. Lynn City Councilor Buzzy Barton died Wednesday at the age of 70 from cancer. Barton was a former Lynn firefighter and basketball coach at Lynn English. His mother, Virginia Barton, was a civil rights advocate who also lived in the city. We have posted a story link to a remembrance written by Paul Halloran that appears in today's Daily Item, and it details Barton's final days, along with the impact that he had on the community. A former Salem police officer has admitted to fraud charges. The Salem News is reporting that Yancy Gonzalez deposited bogus money orders into her account and then withdrew the funds before the bank learned they were forgeries. The judge did impose a guilty finding with 3 years of supervised probation and restitution. Salem News is reporting that the two top candidates in last month's Salem mayor's race also raised and spent the most money. Dominic Pangello was the top vote-getter, followed by Neil Harrington. The two will be facing off in the May 16 special election. And across the bridge in Salem, there will also be a race for mayor. Former Beverly City Councilor-at-Large Paul Guansey has announced that he will challenge incumbent Mayor Mike Cahill. The primary election will be in September, followed by the November general election. Guansey told MSO News yesterday that for him, now is the best time to run for mayor, having run his family for the past 37 years.
And it's gotten to the point where I think that I'm ready for a change. I've always wanted to do work with the city full-time, and that's job is the mayor. I have a great relationship with most of the city councils that are sitting on the council right now. I've had tremendous support throughout the years, and it's Mayor Cahill has done a really good job the past 10 years. I was on the council with him for eight of those as president, working together. I always enjoyed working with him, but I think that now is an opportunity for maybe a little change, a different face running the show, and maybe work on a few things differently than the mayor has.
Guansey adds that this is an important election in Beverly, as there are also charter questions facing the voters.
We have some charter questions on the ballot as to whether, one of them is to whether to turn the two-year term for mayor into a four-year term, and also to add two more seats to the school committee. We commissioned the Charter Review Commission. We were supposed to do it every 10 years. We got a year behind because of COVID, and the Charter Review Commission worked really hard to come up with things that we might want to do different here in the city of Beverly, and important substantive changes like that need to go to the voters. So I think this election will bring a lot of people out. You have two candidates that won the sitting mayor, who deeply... Beverly, born and bred, has been involved forever, was our state rep, actually ran for state treasurer at one point in his career. And then you have a guy who's been, here in Beverly for over four decades, involved in the community, involved in the business community, helping the schools out whenever we can. It's going to be a tough run for both of us.
Our website will be posting the entire interview with Paul Guansey today. Sports next with Bill Newell.